Hello all, and thank you very much for tuning in to this latest NWSL preview for 2016. I must apologise before we get going. You will have maybe been expecting FC Kansas City's season preview today. Unfortunately, due to circumstances out of our control, we're not able to bring you that one. So we are going to bring you our Houston Dash preview, which will follow after our intro. Must apologise again. We will be bringing you previews from all 10 clubs, but the idea was to do it alphabetically as we did last year. But due to circumstances, we're now just going to have to put them out as and when we get them finalised. So apologies for any references that you hear to FC Kansas City or anything that might sound a little bit out of sync. Must apologise for that. But hopefully you'll enjoy this show regardless. And as I say, we will get the 10 clubs covered over the next few days. So hope you enjoy and let's get going. Hello and welcome to our fourth NWSL season preview show. Once again, I'm joined by my good friend at Equalizer Soccer, Dan Letta. Dan, yesterday you said, as days go by and as each day gets closer to the start of the season, you become more enthusiastic and excited. How are you feeling at the moment?
Getting even closer. Life gets busier, but it's fun times. The off-season is long, as you know.
The champagne is on ice. The champagne is on ice, and you can pop that cork in just a few days, my friend. But today, we focus on the Houston Dash. No longer the new kids on the block, because obviously we now have the Orlando Pride, who we will speak about later on this week. But the Houston Dash, 2 years into the league, didn't set the world alight in their first year. We don't expect them to when they're the new franchise and they're playing catch-up. Last year finished fifth in the table, just missing out on a playoff position in terms of their position. Quite a way off in terms of points, though. What are we expecting from Houston in terms of where they are this year compared to where they finished last?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Kieran, I have no idea. This is the one team that I don't have a real good feel for what they're going to look like and how they're going to play. They have some pieces that could make them good. If you look at their forwards with Becky and Daly out of the draft and Ojai maybe getting a little bit better and Ubo Gagu coming in, that Sky Blue had her rights and traded them after she decided to come back to the U.S. and O'Sullivan, who will be a late arrival. Yeah, maybe they can suddenly score some goals. In the back, do they have that center back that can carry things? You know, they drafted Ricaro, but she won't be along for quite a while. It'll be really interesting. And I didn't even mention Carly Lloyd, who's listed in the midfield. They've got some talent. I'm very up on the fence about what I think they're going to look like and how they're going to perform.
Could the key thing we've spoken about in the shows, the loss of players for the Olympics, we know that they will lose Morgan Brian, Carly Lloyd, Alyssa Chapman will no doubt get selected for the Canadian team. But I look at the rest of the squad. Janine Becky as well, of course, is likely to go with Canada. She's made a good impression since being called up by John Herdman. But I look at the rest of the squad, and it's pretty much going to all be there throughout the whole year. You mentioned Rachel Daly, who, of course, was drafted out of St. John's University. She will be well-known over here in England. Chioma Ubagagu obviously had her stint at Arsenal Ladies last year. Did a good job there. Started majority of the games in the first half of the season, but for some reason after the World Cup, didn't have as much of an impact. Came off the bench quite often. And then you look at the rest of the squad, the likes of Amber Brooks, who they picked up from the Seattle. There are some players in there with some good NWSL experience who potentially could be quite influential in helping that team climb up the league.
Yeah, and they just traded for Moros, who was the starter for Kansas City at an outside back position for every game and helped them win a title. Stephanie Oakes tore her ACL early last season and was in the process of transitioning to the back line and was actually looking okay in doing so. So she's back and apparently very healthy. They brought in Paliema. Ellie Brush had her ups and downs, but is a reasonably solid player in the back. So they've got a little depth, and they've got, Randy Waldrum talked about how bringing in the attacking players with Becky and Daly and now O'Sullivan and Ubo Gagu, that they've got a lot of different options about how they will play. So that is to their benefit, especially as teams change a lot with the Olympic call-ups and the Olympic break. So be interesting to see what happens in Houston. If they can they get in? The Dash and the Breakers are the only existing teams. They'll get the Pride off the hook because they've never played a game, but Dash and Breakers have not played a playoff game yet. Will that change this season?
Yeah, it's interesting to see how they might fare. I mean, you've mentioned a lot of the attacking players, Janine Becky, Rachel Daly, Keely Ohai. I look at her. She was drafted, or the first player to be drafted by the Houston Dash when they had their inception, when they had their first year back in 2014. Arguably one of those players that, if she can have a good season, could maybe crawl her way into that US squad. I think it's probably too early or too late now for the Olympics, but maybe afterwards we look at her. How key is she? Because she's been a bit of a face of that franchise, and I look at the influence that she's had. Another big year potentially for her, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. The ship has probably sailed on that for Ohai. I thought she had a really strong rookie season and got better and better. I was a little disappointed, to be honest, with the encore to that in 2015, but I like the fact that she works both ends of the field. She plays the entire pitch up and down, and I think she should benefit a lot from being surrounded by a little bit better players. And if she is motivated and can, you know, finishing has been an issue for Ohai as well. So if she can improve that part of her game, and maybe there'll be a little bit of pressure off in terms of finishing with other players there that can finish, I agree she can be a very big key for them.
I guess another kind of useful addition that they made was Lydia Williams, the Australian international goalkeeper. It's well known, and I know that Dash fans were very disappointed, and I think NWSL fans as a whole were disappointed that both Erin McLeod and Ella Massa both left and both have gone to Sweden. And of course Erin has unfortunately suffered a bad knee injury since the move to Rosengard in Sweden, and we obviously wish her very well and the best in her recovery. But Lydia Williams is a good pickup, isn't she? Because if you look at the World Cup that she had last year, she was one of the standout goalkeepers below the obvious names like Nadine Angra and Hope Solo.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with her time at Western New York Flash, but I agree she was excellent in the World Cup, and I think her and Henninger will be a pretty good combination. And obviously Williams will go to the Olympics and Henninger won't, so Henninger will obviously be the starter when Williams isn't there. I'm not sure who will get the nod for the first part of the season, but it's very good to have multiple goalkeepers that you can count on. And I don't think Dash will struggle too much. You know, I think Henninger still has some things to prove, but I don't think goalkeeper will. If they don't, you know, let's put it this way, if they're not a playoff team, I don't think we'll look back and say, well, they needed better goalkeeping.
No, not at all. Not at all. And we spoke about the defense and the fact they brought in Ellie Brush. How important is the return of Stephanie Oakes? That will almost be like a new signing, won't it? Because she missed the whole of last season with that terrible knee injury that she suffered. Popular player in that squad, isn't she? And having her back will be a boost.
Yeah, if she's healthy, then she should really be a benefit to the back line. You know, it was pretty obvious that she wasn't a player that was going to score at the league level. She was highly touted coming out of school, but it just didn't translate into an ability to score goals. And, you know, almost every great defender in soccer at one point or another was a great forward. Not necessarily at this level. Some of them get pushed back when they're 10, 12, 14, you never know. And if it happens to Stephanie Oakes a year or two after turning professional, then that's just fine. So if she's healthy, I think she should be pretty solid. She had never missed a game in the league before she did tear her ACL. So durability, generalizing it, durability hasn't really been an issue. So yeah, that could be an important player to have back.
You mentioned O'Sullivan. For those that aren't aware, Dan's been referring to Denise O'Sullivan, the Republic of Ireland international, who's joined the club from Glasgow City. Is there any scepticism amongst US media or anyone within the NWSL about Denise O'Sullivan's move to Houston? Obviously, it comes off the back of last year's move for Stephanie Roach, which we know didn't quite go according to plan, and Stephanie didn't really get much of a chance in Houston. Now, with regards to Denise playing in Glasgow, a good club, UEFA Women's Champions League experience, she's only 22 years old, she's got quite a few caps for Ireland. Are the US expect other media and fans out there expecting a lot from Denise, or is there any, as I say, is there any sort of scepticism because of the experience they had with Stephanie Roach last year?
You know, I hate to say it, Kieran, but I'm not sure that it's made enough of an impact to necessarily say whether there is skepticism or positive anticipation. You know, I don't think anybody thinks that it's a bad signing for the Dash. She did lose her father somewhat unexpectedly the day before she was supposed to sign the contract, and that delayed things, and then she's still waiting on the visa. So, you know, it might take her a little while to kind of gel in with the team, but she was probably the most impressive Irish player when Ireland played the U.S. earlier in 2016. So I think, again, I don't expect her to come in and light the world on fire, but I don't know that I expected Kim Little to come in and light the world on fire either. So, I don't think it can be a negative signing, that's for sure.
No, not at all. And I can say from my experiences of watching Denise for both Ireland and for Glasgow, she is a talent and she is very much one of the standout players in that Ireland women's national team. And I think, given the opportunity and given time, I think that's going to be the key thing. I don't think Steph Roach got the time that she necessarily needed, although I do think that Denise O'Sullivan is probably a step up from Stephanie Roach as well. I think if she's given the chance, then she could be a really, really shrewd bit of business for Houston. We've already mentioned the other players that will be in the attacking roles, the likes of Rachel Daly, obviously, over here in England. We'll be keeping a close eye on her. She will no doubt be trying to impress Mark Sampson. She even said as much when I spoke to her at the draft, and I hope that she has a good year. But we've mentioned a lot of players, Dan. Who's your one to look out for Houston?
Easily, this one is Amber Brooks. Midfielder who should be able to be the holding midfielder, sit on top of the back line. But can she take that role and run with it? I think that's a huge key about for whether the Dash can be take that next step and become a playoff team, whether they stall out at number five or go slightly in reverse.
Okay. Well, we've mentioned a lot of names. As I said, there's a lot of obvious ones. I could say Rachel Daly quite easily. I think she is a player to look out for. But based on what I saw of her last year, I'm going to say keep an eye on Chioma Ubagagu, who had a very up and down season for Arsenal ladies, but started really, really well. And she's very direct. She's got pace. She did chip in with goals. She's got a wand of a left foot as well. So Chioma Ubagagu would definitely be my player to look out for. Now, in terms of you and I finishing up on this one, Dan, we have an interview with a Houston Dash player. Now, it went out to the Dash fans. We put it out on Twitter. We had a poll as to who should be the interview. The Dash gave us four players to select from: Amber Brooks, Stephanie Oakes, Rachel Daly, and Keely Rohai. So when we come back after this break, you will hear from the player who accumulated the most votes.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSOZone.
Okay, so for this Houston Dash NWSL preview, I'm delighted to be joined by the club's forward, Kalia Ohai, who's going to have a chat with me about the upcoming season. Kalia, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. So I will kick off by asking how pre-season has gone and what the feeling in the camp is going into the new season.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think it was a bit different this year because we were able to travel to Portland, which is something we've never done since I've been here. So it was really different and just really good to be able to play NWSL teams. I was just speaking to one of my teammates, and I think the coolest thing is that a lot of the rookies, obviously, they've never played against professional players. And so I remember my rookie year, it was really tough. The home opener, we actually played Portland. And you just have no idea. You kind of psych yourself out because you're like, I've never played professionally. I'm starting this game, you know. So for them, it was really cool to be able to kind of prepare for that. And now they know, you know, they can play with those girls. I think they have more confidence going into the home opener. So that was a really good thing.
Mixed results, wasn't it? The preseason tournament in Portland, it was defeat against Seattle, but a good win against Portland. In terms of where the team is at the moment, how confident are you going into the new season, which is only now a matter of days away?
Yeah, I think that the Seattle game, we didn't like the way that we played towards the end, and we ended up losing, and they're a great team, and we understand that, but going into the Portland game, we knew we needed a win just to set the tone for the season. And so we were really proud of ourselves to be able to come back, because that's always difficult, being down a goal and fighting back right at the end. So I think that set a really good tone into our home opener. We have one more game tomorrow against Texas A&M, But definitely that 2-1 win over Portland was something we really needed just to get our confidence up and get ready for next Saturday. So we're excited, and we have a lot of new faces, but I think everyone has done great in preseason, and so they're all ready for the game.
A lot of new faces, as you say. This is the third campaign for the Houston Dash, the fourth NWSL season. You obviously entered the league in the second year. The first year, I think people were willing to give the club the benefit of the doubt. Everyone else had had that year to build their rosters, to get used to the league. You guys come in. Now the expectation is maybe a little bit higher, and the quality that is within your squad is arguably the best that it's been since the start, or since the Dash came into the league. How much, if any, pressure is there on the team, knowing now that there's probably more expected of you because of the quality in that team?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of pressure. Like you said, with the expansion draft, it's really hard to compete the way that, you know, it's kind of set up, and you have to pick players up randomly. And so our first couple years, we didn't do as well as we'd hoped, but we didn't have a lot of players that we wanted. And so, yeah, I think this is the first year. Randy always says this is the first year that he really thinks that we have a team that can win. And so it does put a bit of pressure on us because we have to perform and we don't really have an excuse if we're losing. But it's also, it's easier to play, obviously, just in the two games that we've played so far against NWSL teams. I found that we're more dynamic, we have more attack, and it's a lot different than it has been. And also, once we get Carly and Morgan back, I think we're going to be awesome this year. And those two, to me, are arguably two of the best players on the women's national team. And so that's another added pressure where we have the best player in the world on our team. So we need to be winning games. But I think that we're up to that challenge and we're ready this year. We're sick of losing. We always say everyone that's drafted here has never really lost because everyone's from great college programs. They were high draft picks, and then you come here and it's really difficult and it's not fun to lose. And so I think this is the first year that we really feel that we can win and we can compete with these teams, and I think we're ready for that.
Couple of forwards that Randy drafted while out in Baltimore. I was there and had a chat with him. He brought in Janine Becky, Canadian international, and Rachel Daly, who we know well over here in England. How much are you looking forward to linking up with them, but also how much are you looking forward to it pushing you on maybe a little bit more because you've now got a little bit more competition?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we have Chioma
Ubagagu, who played for Arsenal over here. Yep.
Yeah, so we have four really good forwards, and it's really competitive, but it's so much easier to play. And we've kind of changed our system a bit, whereas before our forwards were really spread out, and it was difficult because there wasn't much combination. It was really 1v1, cross it into the box type of play, and now Randy wants us really, really close together. And at first it was difficult for us, but we're starting to figure it out. And with these girls, it's just so much easier because they have a lot of experience. They're such good players. And so for me, it's been really fun to be able to play with these girls. And also, like you said, it's competitive now. So every single day you're playing for a spot. And so I think that just makes everybody better. So we're so lucky and happy to have them here.
And what's the mood like in the club? You always see on social media the posts that are put up, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Houston seems to be a really fun place to be. And is that largely down to the environment that Randy creates as well as the type of players that you've got there?
Yeah, Randy has always put a huge emphasis on drafting players that have great character and that have, you know, that are going to be happy and positive. And I really think that that contributes a lot to why it's so fun here and why people really love to play here. And also the whole organization is just so professional, and we're so lucky with the facilities we have and the staff. And so they really do provide an experience where you feel like a pro. And so I think every day we feel lucky to be here, and then we have such great players. So it's so much fun, and we're lucky to be connected with the Dynamo. So we're around them. And so it's a great environment. And we really think that this year with these players, we're really going to start winning and even having a better time, because obviously the past 2 years we haven't finished the way we wanted it to.
Well, it was followers and supporters of the Dash on Women's Soccer Zone's Twitter feed that voted you to come on and do this interview when we had a selection of players. How important is that relationship between the team and the fans, and for someone like yourself who's been there since day one?
Yeah, the fans have always been so supportive and so great. We have the best fans, and you can see it, I mean, like you said, on Twitter after we play Portland, there's so many people that are watching and cheering us on, and it's been cool, too, because even last year when we were really close to making the playoffs and we didn't end up making it, the fans were always there. We always had tons of people at our games cheering for us. We have people that come to the airport when we get back from trips, and so we truly have the best fans. So it is really important to keep that relationship, and we always try to tweet back at them or get out in the community and meet them, and I really think that that's a huge part of why we love it here so much, is because we have such great fans. They're always at our games, so we really appreciate them.
I don't like to pick out individuals too much, but we mentioned that a number of new players have come in, but one that will be returning after quite a bad injury is Stephanie Oakes. When you're a player that's been in the same team as a fellow colleague who suffers a bad injury, and then you see them recover and come back from something that was so serious, how much of a boost does that give the team as well?
Yeah, Steph is amazing. She tore her ACL, and she got back to running faster than I think I've ever seen before. So she worked so hard, and she did her rehab every single day. She's so fit. She came back, and she's one of the fittest girls on the team, and she just had an ACL injury. So that just speaks to how dedicated she is and how just motivated she is to contributing to this team. So, yeah, she is a huge part of our spirit, that we never give up here, and you could see that during the Portland game. But that is a huge player that I'm so happy she's still here, because she is such a hard worker, and I think that throughout the year she's really going to help us. So when she tore her ACL last season, it was a huge loss for us. She's a great defender, but she can also play forward. She can play pretty much anywhere. So when she came back and fought back, and she's fit and fast, I was so excited for her, and I think the team feels the same way.
And sticking with individuals, question for you, a personal one. Uh-huh. You've seen Jill Ellis call a number of players into the US Women's National Team, some who've never featured before, some obviously that have been in the team for a long time. When you look at that, you're obviously performing very well for Houston. You've scored goals in the 2 years that you've been involved. How much of a motivation is it to do well, not just this season, but every year, hoping to try and break into that team?
Yeah, I think that's always a motivation for me, and I know a lot of the girls that play in the NWSL have the same motivation. And I mean, it's difficult. That team is incredible, and they have so many good forwards, and there's so many good forwards coming up. So I mean, I know it's a hard job for Jill, because there's so much talent, and it's a good problem to have. But definitely every single day that I train, that's my focus, is I'm getting better, because I want to get called into the national team. And if I do get called in, I'm going to be ready no matter what. So that's my focus day to day. And then also in the games, and I know that I have to produce. If you're a forward, you have to be creating goals. So that's definitely a huge focus for me every single game, is to produce for the team. So hopefully I can get a call into the full team.
So tell me, what's different about the Dash going into this year to last year that's going to push you over that line? Fifth in the league last year. If you can get top four, that gets you into the playoffs. What's going to get you into that playoff position this year, Kalia?
I definitely think it's going to be our attack. It's so dynamic, and we have so many new players. And what we saw against Portland and against some of the college teams is that if they're going to take away one player, we always have someone else that can score, that can be dangerous. And so it's definitely going to be really entertaining for the fans, because it's a lot of attack, a lot of pressure, a lot of scoring goals. And so I think if we keep that continuing into the season, we're going to be really successful.
And my final question, I always like to try and end on a lighthearted note. Melissa Henderson did a Twitter Q&A a couple of weeks ago, and I sent a cheeky question asking if Rachel Daly had made her a proper cup of English tea yet. She said no, and I want to ask you the same question. Has Rachel put the kettle on and made you a proper cup of English tea yet?
She has not, and she claims it's so good, and she loves her English tea, but she doesn't make it for anyone. So we're going to get after her and make sure that we get a cup of English tea.
And how are you dealing with her northern accent?
I know, it's different than any English accent I've ever heard, and sometimes I can't even understand what she's saying. But I'm getting used to it. It's taken some time, but I'm getting used to it.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSOZone.
So that was Kaylee Ohai. Really, really pleased to speak to her. I think she's got a big season ahead and definitely, as I said, one of the faces of that franchise. So I hope for big things from her this year. And that brings us to the end of our Houston Dash preview. Big thanks again to you, Dan, for helping me along with this one. Tomorrow, we're likely to bring you our preview from Sky Blue FC. Yes, as I said at the start of this show, likely to have to do things a little bit differently. So, yeah, Sky Blue FC tomorrow. So, until then, take care of yourselves, have a good one, and bye-bye.